Hello and good morning. Welcome back to Tea Time. I'm Natalie, coming at you live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The topic we address today is whether or not business credit cards should be handed out to employees. Here with me today, I have Jack, owner of Tech Supply, and employee Tristan, who supports the use of them. Jack, tell me what you think.
Good morning. Hello, I'm Jack, the business owner of Tech Supply. We recently had a situation that isn't acceptable. With company credit cards come trust. The actions that some employees show aren't what we want here in the workplace. Honesty and smart actions are what our company wants.
Hello, this is Tristan. I support credit cards because they are easy to keep track of compared to money. Losing countless coins and bills is much more common than losing a small piece of plastic that fits in a wallet. I believe credit cards actually increase trust because it allows the owner to look back at what was spent. With cash, anything can be bought or sold without a trace. So, Jack, I don't understand why you believe credit cards require more trust than money.
Did it stop?
No, it's still.
I agree with you, but only when employees show they are responsible to own one. What hurts a business is when employees misuse the idea of a company credit card. A company credit card is necessary when you are on a business trip and use it for company use or meals on the trip, not for personal use.
That's kind of awkward for the part where you're like, wait, is it still recording? Can we like cut that out? I think we can.
Yes, it is important to stay professional during a business trip, but the journey is called a business trip, and trip usually means adventure and relaxation. Many workers are overtaxed and underpaid, and simply want to enjoy themselves when they are out of the office. I believe there should be some recreational use allowed to using a business card. Bosses should allow some money for freedom so workers can be recharged and motivated to work when they go back to their destination.
Recreational use should come from the pocket of the employee, not business. The business is already flying you out and paying for your trip. Just because employees are on this so-called business trip doesn't mean that they are free from working. You should treat it no different than a normal day of work. When you get home from a normal day of work, you use your own money. Why should it change for a company-related trip?
That makes a great point. But Jack, why send someone to a foreign place where they must survive on their own for days or even weeks? The boss may provide the hotel and plane fares, but what about the food and basic human necessities? Without the stores and supermarkets a person is used to, someone may be forced to spend more than what they need to at restaurants. This means a person actually needs to spend more money while visiting a place compared to staying at home. Being in a new environment brings new costs to a person's life, which have to be paid for somehow. This is where business owners come in. They bring someone to a new place and force them to find a way to survive, so they should be the ones to spend the extra money.
Hello, Natalie speaking again. We have a call from Kenzie out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, that would like to share her point of view.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hello, Kenzie. What is your viewpoint of the problem on business cards?
I believe that if you are given a company's credit card and you misuse it, there should be serious consequences. If you are given a business's credit card, that means they trust you with it, and you shouldn't make mistakes like that to lose their trust or get in trouble.
If you were a business owner and that happened to you, what would you do?
If I were a business owner and one of my employees misused the credit card like that and lied to me, I would fire them right away. I would also say something to the other employees that just kept quiet about the situation.
If you were an employee, how would you feel if you never had the option to have a business card, or how would you feel if you did have the option to have one?
If I were an employee and I was given a business card, I would be very responsible with it. I wouldn't misuse it or buy things that weren't meant for the company. I also would feel like they trusted me as well.
And that's it for today. Thank you for joining us at Tea Time.